No, you can't get onto me.
Yeah. I can.
You know why you can't get onto me, yeah?
Because I had a valid reason.
I was being vulnerable with my woman,
no,
bro.
No, you wasn't. You were being a
how?
Why are you crying for no reason for?
Nah, no, I just said.
We just sitting here getting some more.
I lied. Didn't I not just say, yeah, we were talking about some stuff, yeah, and I had some family things, like stuff going on. Like,
yeah.
I was thinking about, that's what, like.
That's valid.
That's what was going on in my mind.
That's valid.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't hear the family part.
Oh yeah, because you're too busy thinking about your dead cat. Shut up.
My cat was family. Don't belittle my thing.
We're not playing around.
Don't belittle my thing.
Don't play around with cats.
RIP Rico, yeah.
Yeah, it's bait all day long.
That's right. That's right.
But
his name Rico.
Yeah, Rico. I'm bringing it up. Elaine the Pain. Yeah. Elaine the Flipping Pain. Elaine, if you're watching this, I'm talking about you.
He's the promo of his life. Right
I'm now. Talking about you, Elaine the Flipping Pain. Right. Cool. Because my guy Kizzle, yeah, Kizzle the Tall Man, he must have said something on our previous episode, yeah, about men's mental health. We're going to drop the video in now.
Like, when it comes to men's mental health, it don't get talked about a lot, any. When it comes to relationships, when it comes to women, when it comes to women, we care about them, we do this and the third, we care about their mental health and all this awareness,
amen.
The women, black power, all of that stuff. But when it comes to men, it's different, innit? That's my opinion, man.
Okay, cool.
Kizzle, please remind us.
This guy's insane. You want me to repeat what I said?
No, but remind us
you
of.
You said it now, it's on camera.
Yeah, I said it, yeah. Alright, cool.
What, you got you moving nervous?
No. Never
you
that.
You don't want to step in the ring with the pain, bro.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Mind games. No, obviously.
She got you shook on your own block, fam. What's going on?
I said women don't care about men's mental health. That's what
I said. Why is he saying it quietly now, bro?
No, I said it.
He was shouting before.
No base, innit?
No, that's what I said. Yeah, women don't care about men's mental health.
No, women don't care about men's mental health. That's what
sorry,
I said.
Sorry,
Nah. None of that. But obviously.
Sorry.
Go on. That's what I said, didn't it?
So you said that so women don't care about men's mental health, right?
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah.
All right, cool. So.
You said that's true?
No, I said that's a shame.
Oh.
I think everyone should care about everyone's mental health.
So obviously, yeah. Elaine wrote back saying, what the F is it about women to care about men's mental health? We get the blame for everything. Do you believe that as a woman?
I think statistically and historically, yes, women have gotten most of the blame for a lot of things. But that doesn't mean that men also haven't had their fair share of shit as well.
Yeah.
And they're having to deal with it as well. I think we, like, struggle is subjective, isn't it? Because like we're all having our own struggles. So my struggle may feel bigger to yours, but you may not agree because you're dealing with your struggle. You don't know what mine is. So there's that as well. I think it's complex.
What's your opinion about men's mental health? And how do you view it?
I think, I don't know. What do we think is the problem? Like what's the general problem with men's mental health?
Like,
what is the issue?
I'll be honest, you know what it is? What she said in the comments here, some of it, I ain't gonna lie, she did make some good points, innit? Like, man's not gonna be like, nah, she didn't, whatever, innit? But for me personally, yeah, as I see it, it's like...
His gun's jamming.
What? How my gun's jamming? My gun's not jamming, bro.
That's it.
No, listen, bro. It's not jamming, it's not jamming. Let me land, innit? It's not jamming because I didn't delete no comment. So, exactly. Anyway, so as I was saying, innit? Obviously, she made a few good points, innit? About, yeah, men needs to go to therapy, da 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 da. But I was saying it as in a relationship-wise, innit? You know what I mean? So when we're together, I can open up to you, innit? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't want it to be on my face. That's what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
You get it? Obviously, she said some next thing. I don't know what she was saying.
Yeah, it goes both ways.
Absolutely. You get it? Yeah. That's what I meant.
That's a very big betrayal.
Obviously, she's just getting mad, bro, for me, for no reason, bro. Come to the show as well, bro. Stop acting
up. You know what's mad, though? My brother was like to me, yeah? Oh, what are you, man, going on the episode talking about men and vulnerability? Like, you man need to pattern up, bro. Like, you're men. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, exactly. Bro, stand on your 10 toes and just keep it moving. What's this about being vulnerable to women and da 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 da? Like, bro, you're a man. You know how to handle life. Like, what's going on? Like, are you, man, going through depression right now? Like, what? Mm. You're going to go confide in the girl? You know the girl ain't going to respect you. Da, 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 da.
Oh.
And I was like...
You know what it is? It's mad. You know what it is? You know what it is? He's got... You know what it is? It's mad. He's not lying, though.
He's not lying.
He's not lying.
He's not lying.
Like, I'm sorry to say this, but he's not lying.
No, but then that's what doctor was saying. The right woman would care.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
there's a lot that
if you
won't care
about each other, you'd care.
You know what it is? No, I think, yeah. The right woman will care. Like, that. If you're in a healthy relationship, she's going to care about you, bro.
Yeah, because she likes you.
What
you're
doing,
likes
your
you.
Mental health, all of that, yeah? But at the same time, yeah, at the same time, I believe this. Maybe this is just, like, to like old school, traditional, like, da-da-da-da, yeah? But you can be vulnerable to your woman, yeah? But you better not show her that you're... You know what I'm saying? You can't handle business.
What would that mean? Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So that you, like, don't let her know you're breaking down?
Not like you're breaking down.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Don't let her know that you're breaking down. Hell yeah. To the no.
Yeah, really? You need to have
listen, I'll tell you something, innit? I don't want to go a bit... I was watching something with someone, yeah? It was a series, innit? I think it was like a couple thing, innit? I think they went to Spain, innit? So doing all these couples, innit? So you see these Spain man. I think she was chatting to one girl that I know that went to my college, but the Spain man was crying a lot, but he was passionate. But I can see he was passionate for the girl, innit? Mm. They was crying all the time. So I was saying to someone like, "Raw, like, my man's passionate. It's like, oh, he's crying too much. That this is too much." But for me, I'm like, he's passionate. That's how these Spanish guys are, innit? Like they cry to their gal, they do all this guitar thing, and they're like, yeah, samba, like all of that stuff. You get it? I understood it. You get it? I didn't judge, but I understood it. That's how they are, innit? You get it?
Okay.
But yeah, man. But certain females don't like that. They don't like when a man cry. They don't like that.
Well, I think that's again toxic masculinity. It also affects women as well.
I can't lie though. Yeah, you man have never cried in front of a woman before.
Nah, man.
Never ever. Even your mum.
Nah.
I'm talking more from from like your babes. You know what I'm saying? Like girl you're dealing with, like you're dealing with. You've never cried in front of a woman.
Never.
Nah.
I'm telling you, it's incredibly vulnerable, but very healing if it's done with the right person.
I've done that once.
How was it?
But the thing is, it was mad. I don't even know why, like, it come to me in that moment, innit?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we were just there.
We just talk about deep stuff.
No, that's the thing that I can't remember. I think we were talking about some family and then something was going on for me. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is,
How to train a dragon.
How to train a what?
How to train a dragon.
It's hard to train a dragon. I don't get that, but go on.
Nah, it's a movie. It's a hard movie. It's a good movie.
It's
a good movie.
It's a crime.
It's a great movie.
I like it.
It is. Oh, it's emotional. A lot of them Disney films get me. I'm not going to lie.
Is that a Disney film?
Nah, it's Dreamworks.
Is it?
Nah, it's calm.
Fox and a Hound for me. Yeah, I'll be bored.
Nah, you're just talking about... Listen.
Go on.
Nah, like... To this day, yeah, I can't lie. I know why I cried, yeah, but I don't know why it came to me in that moment.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It was really weird. Like, we were just there, chilling around in bed, like, talking about some and then, like, popped to my mind, and then, boom, like, man just
that happens because you genuinely connected with your emotions. No, genuinely.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I'm just crying.
Sometimes
you
can't control it.
But listen, Brittany crying over a dead cat, bro. You know what I'm saying?
You know you can't get onto me.
Yeah, I can.
You know why you can't get onto me? Yeah,
because I had a bad reason. I was being vulnerable with my woman.
No, you wasn't. You just being a.
How?
Why are you crying for no reason for?
No, I just said.
We just didn't even
go. I lied. Didn't I not just say yeah? We were talking about some stuff. Yeah, and I had some family things, like stuff going on. Like,
yeah.
I was thinking about that's what, like,
that's valid.
That's what was going on in my mind.
That's valid.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't hear the family part.
Oh, yeah,
so,
because you were too busy thinking about your dead cat. Shut up.
But my cat was family. Don't belittle my thing.
We're not playing around.
Don't belittle my thing.
Don't play around.
I'm saying RP Rico.
Yeah, it's Bay all day long.
That's right.
What's
his name?
Yeah, Rico.
Well, you're a cat lady.
Yeah, I have two cats. Yeah. Don't even joke about it.
I used to have a cat. It's gone.
Yeah, yeah. So you get it. But
I don't get it, but I hear it.
My cat didn't die though.
Oh, look, she's showing a picture of the cat. Look at this guy. Oh, oh my God.
He's trying, look at this guy.
No. Man up. Man up, man. It's man the link cup, man. Look, look, look. That's why she unfollowed you. No, she's going to use it against you. She's going to use it against you.
Nah, but just to reel it back in, yeah.
Thank you for being vulnerable with me.
You're welcome.
About your cat.
Yeah, don't worry, we're gonna cook him after.
No,
yeah,
get it.
You don't have pet. Hold on. Just to bring it back in though, yeah. I can't lie. From that moment, yeah, I looked at her and I was like, bro, like, I was a bit confused at first, yeah. But I was like, bro, man, actually, like, I was like sobbing, yeah, but it was like a decent crying. It was more than a
you
couple
probably
tears.
Needed it.
It was one of them ones where like, I'm trying to talk. She's looking at me like, what's going on, bro? Like, just hold him. Now, the thing, hold on. It wasn't like, she's looking at me like a... Like, she was just consoling, man, innit? You know what I'm saying?
Man? She's looking at me like, rah, Donnie, what's going on?
Nah, bro, it's calm. Because I'm about to explain, yeah, bro.
I just wanted to beat you. You're crying.
This cat. I'll start violating this cat again.
No, listen,
from that moment, yeah, I can't lie, bro. Like, bro, we grew closer, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, we grew close, fam. You know what I'm saying? Like,
vulnerability breeds closeness.
This was years ago. This happened like 2 weeks ago.
I'm asking.
It was years ago, but the thing is that it wasn't even my choice for that to happen. It just kind of happened.
I bet, like you said, you felt better afterwards. It made you closer because
we had some
opening
great
up
sex
to
after
someone.
That.
Yeah, opening up to someone who you feel safe,
you know what I'm saying,
to be emotional around, because your emotions are something very sacred to you. Yeah. All right, you can't just go around giving it to anyone, obviously, because they might call you a and that will make you feel bad and make you not ever want to express an emotion ever again. Mm. But once you pick someone that you feel safe around, you do that, and you do that with each other. Mm. The closeness and the trust and loyalty, that's where it breeds.
I can't lie, I have been vulnerable once, yeah.
I still come back now. Exactly what you said happened.
She threw it in my face.
She was wrong for that. Yeah. She was
and
very
I'm
wrong for that.
Threw it in my face. And it, you know, it got to the point where I was like,
wait, so what actually happened?
She cheated, didn't it?
What, did you start crying in front of
her? No, I didn't cry in front of her, but basically...
Anyone would cry. Because anyone would cry.
I didn't cry. I didn't cry.
How did you
I was vulnerable to her because I told her certain things, that's happened, didn't it, in the past.
Okay.
And then it's like she threw it in my face when I found out that she had cheated and the stuff that she was saying. I'm like, rah, you're getting on to me about stuff. And you know when people are trying to get onto you and they're guilty.
She's making it your fault.
Yeah, and then she's saying certain things of what I've said to her that was in a vulnerable state. I'm thinking, right, is that what you're really doing? Mm. Like, you're just trying to be spiteful because I'm not taking you back. Mm. And in that point, I was like, I can't open up to people because I didn't do nothing wrong, but you're throwing
that's what I said to you.
You know what I'm saying? She was the problem.
You know what it is? I was going to say this. Just because, she was spiteful to you, don't make, like, not everyone spiteful.
Obviously, you know what I'm saying?
But, an experience like that does make you feel like you just got to learn from it.
Don't get me wrong, it made me not want to jump in a relationship. I was like, yeah, safe. But then I went through a little phase where I was like, relationship, da 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 da.
Yeah, I think everyone goes through that at some point.
I had to then stop myself and think, brother, you're better than this. What are you doing? Like, why are you letting this one person and that one experience to dictate how you move forward? Get over it. Move on.
Yeah,
like, it's done now.
Even with the mental health thing, obviously, I was getting a bit mad. Obviously, I definitely got a few DMs, But I'll be honest, there's one... Yeah, DMs, because I said...
About the comment.
The mental health, bro.
I was saying women don't care about men.
Men's mental health, innit? So, obviously... There's one woman, she's like my sister to me, innit? So when it comes to like when it comes to like mental health awareness month, whatever, she always sends me like DMs, like, so I'm like, raw. You know what I mean? Like,
that's nice.
It's proper, innit? Yeah. I've never been sent a DM about mental health awareness, that this and that, you get it? Hmm. But it's just appreciation, innit? You know what I'm saying?
One thing I will say is that I agree with Elaine is saying men need to care about men's mental health.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. As in, yeah, facts,
like,
yeah.
No homo, but I care about you guys' mental health.
Yeah. Period. Yeah, yeah.
If you man are going through something, tell me. Yeah. I might not be able to do something to help, but yeah, tell me. Just so you never know. You know what I'm trying to say? Mm. Don't keep it to yourself. Cause see me, like, I'm someone where, like I said before, I'll be in my room sometime, listen to music, and I'll just start bawling my eyes out. Mm. But that's how I process my stress.
Okay.
I can't verbally tell someone I'm going through this because, in my opinion, whatever I'm going through is not the worst. Mm. Someone's going through a lot worse than me. Yeah. Yeah, so facts. The stuff that I'm actually upset about, I'm actually, in the grand scheme of things, patting up, big man. So I'd rather just be in a closed room, have a little pity party for myself, then I charge back up. Let's get, you know what I'm trying to say? That's how I view, that's how I do my thing. That's how I cope.
I think you know what I'm trying to say? Everyone's got their individual process, innit? I think some people, like, and I've experienced this year, like, have you lot ever experienced and, like, spoke to someone that's like, what's the right word? Like a trauma dump or like oversharing.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, like, I can't say it's wrong, yeah, but I've had that happen to me, yeah, and I can't lie. Like,
it's too much for you.
It's way too much, bro. Yeah, like, you're just telling me how your auntie used to f*** you this and that when you were seeing it. I'm like, bro, like, I've known you for 2 weeks, bro.
Sometimes, respectfully, I don't care.
Literally.
And not being rude, but you're telling me like as if I don't care. But like, I didn't ask to know this stuff, you know what I'm trying to say? Like,
it gets draining, innit?
Mm. Mad draining. Yeah, but draining. Like, bringing it back in to how, like, say that you explain how you deal with, like, your, like, I was about to say mental issues.
Detox.
Yeah, just like whatever's going on, yeah. Like, everyone's got their own process, bro. Like, me personally, like, I don't really tell people, like the mad inner workings of, like, how, like, man's feeling all the time. There's no point. In the day,
not to everyone, yeah.
Not to everyone.
And all the time. Yeah, there's no need.
I've got certain people that I go to about certain things that basically, one, my sister. Now, that's really about it in terms of, like, the realness. But even then, I won't even tell her everything that's going on. Because sometimes, like, just deal with yourself.
Some things can just be between you and you,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, and that's fine.
With, any emotional stress, and how do you detox it?
Well, to be fair, I wasn't very good at it for a long time. But my relationship really did heal that part of me. Because before that, I was a very big avoidant. I would, like, just, like, walls up. Like, shut I really up, didn't... Yeah, up. I didn't really let... I didn't even have friends that were close. Mm. Didn't have people that I could... Even with my mum, like, for a while, I went distant with her.
Okay.
And it is, like you said, it's like, it comes from hurt, right? Mm.
Yeah.
You just put your walls up. But in my relationship, I realised that if I want it to work, and then I want it to be solid, I want there to be trust and closeness and connection, I have to learn that again. I have to learn how to be vulnerable.
Take the risk, basically.
Take the risk, because... If you get hurt, you get hurt.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You'll heal again. You'll heal again.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah,
but if you want it to work, you have to.
I don't think I've said this on the pod before, but, like, I've said this to people, like my close people. Yeah, see love. Yeah, it's like jumping off a bridge, bro.
Mm.
It's like jumping off a bridge, fam. Like, you're there on the edge. Yeah, there on the ledge. Yeah, you're like, fam, you know what?
Let me just.
This free fall, it's gonna feel nice.
Literally.
Yeah. But if I don't land, I'm saying. That's what love is.
But at least...
That's what love is, bro.
With love, you can still pick yourself back up. Eventually.
Yeah. I think with me, yeah, I'm like...
Jumping off a bridge, you're dead.
Well, you're not coming. You've got a parishing.
Oh, if you... Okay, fair.
You have a parishing.
But I feel like every relationship... Like
there might be water under the bridge. You know?
Every relationship is like a skydive.
Fair.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm.
That's a good idea.
You have to take that leap of faith at one point.
Everyone has a parachute that can exit.
Bro, going back to my situation, when man just start crying in front of my girl, that's me taking a leap of faith.
Taking a risk.
That is.
But this is another thing, yeah, and I think I said this in a previous episode, the ability to move on.
Mm.
Move the flip on. Like, get over it. Move on.
But what are you talking about? Move
in anything. What? Depression, relationship that didn't work out.
You can't just say heartbreak,
whatever. Bro, you have to overcome it.
Yeah, but you can't just say this.
Right. Everyone's different.
You can't just say that.
Brother, I've had family members, yeah, that's committed. Whatever you think you're going through, trust me, yeah?
You can overcome it. You know what it is as well?
That's true.
It's the communication, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
So if you have a circle of friends that will talk to you like, yo, like, what's going on? They might not help you throughout, but it gives you a bit of motivation. You know it what I'm does. Saying?
Bro, I think it lightens your load. Sorry, yeah. It lightens your load as well. Because when you don't tell anyone, it's literally all on you, and you feel like no one understands you. You feel like you're completely alone. You're struggling through this thing, and you're still having to act normal. But when you share it, you're offloading a little bit. Yeah. Someone else can maybe put in a different perspective. It gives you more insight, and you just. It's just better. It's always better to have someone you trust and communicate.
And I've always said this as well, like, for me personally, I might not have the answers, but I'm a listener.
That's more than enough.
Just tell me what I'm going. And at the end of it, I might be like, how do you feel now? The fact that I've given you the ability for you to open up is more than you thought you could ever do. That's my whole thing.
So valuable.
So when I was talking about my cousin, for example, when I say, like, they could have overcome it, you didn't give the chance to even have the ability to open up to someone. You just went and done the easiest route for you, not realizing you've now made it hard for everyone else. Because now everyone else is going to have the what if.
The guilt.
I should have done this. I should have done that. But hey, yo, it's not on us. It's on you. You know what I'm trying to say? On that type of vibe, innit? That's what I'm saying. That's why I live a life where I do things and I don't regret doing anything. If there's something I want to do, I'm going to do it. Because I'm not going to look back and say, I should have done this. I should have done that. I should have said this. No, bro. I ain't got time for that. But I'm going to go head first. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. If I'm right, I'm right.
But if you were least you learned something. Yeah. If you're wrong.
Exactly that. You know what I'm trying
to
say?
That's more valuable than just not doing anything at all.
Yeah, factual. I ain't got time for all of this holding back and this and that. I'll hold back in certain things if it makes sense and it's not going to cause more damage to myself or someone else. But bro, in this life, wait, live it. You know what I'm trying to say?
I think as well, like as humans, like it's part of our genetics, it's part of our DNA to share and like have that sense of community as well that you can open up. Like we actually need that. That's why a lot of mental health comes from. Like I think especially with some men, like you guys are close, but some like friendship groups with other men, they don't share with each other. It's all just surface level stuff. And they're the ones more likely to be suffering from mental health because they're not sharing. They're keeping everything in and trying to hold up this facade that they're fine. That's where the problem comes.
Yeah,
as well.
I do that a lot still.
And you know, then you need to stop. You need to feel like you can. Because these guys, I don't feel like they're going to hold it against you.
No, you know what the matter is. Go on. You see how we were earlier on when you were talking about it and I was laughing. See that? I need to cut that out. Because as much as we find it banter,
But let's be honest.
I'm not talking about you. I'm just saying, if you was that type of guy, you will take my laughter as I'm not taking you seriously.
I might sound misogynistic saying this, yeah, but like, I can't lie, bro, that like ripping on your brethren, yeah, that's a part of what manhood is, bro. That's a part of what brotherhood is, fam.
Yeah, no,
it's
facts.
Not all, but bro, we're not women, bro. Sorry, but we're not women, bro. We're not here. Yeah, but we're not here to that. Sit around crying kumbaya.
Yeah, but bro, no one's saying that.
No, listen though. I'm saying, you can express your feelings to your brethren and you should be able to do that with your brethren, yeah? But at the same time, yeah, like, I'm still gonna take the piss out of you, bro. That's just what friendship is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I feel like that's the problem.
That's calm.
That's not a problem. I think that is real. Me personally, yeah, I think that's real brotherhood.
I'm not gonna
mock someone I don't know like that.
But would you go to your sister and tell her stuff that you wouldn't express with the guys because you're not gonna get to your sister and do it?
Yeah, there's certain things I just don't tell anyone. That's for me to. That's just the way I am, innit? Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's for me to deal with and me to handle. Yeah. The things I chat to about with my sister, I would chat to with my brothers about as well. But it's just that like. I communicate in terms of like having those type of conversations where I'm just on the phone to my sister. I'm on the phone to her more than I am to like my brethren. You know what I'm saying? So like, why is that though?
Because you feel like you can talk to her more, right?
That's more comfortability.
That's just right hand.
Because you're she's not laughing at you.
No, it's not. She will still take the piss out of you.
Okay, cool. Yes, you see. So like, it is a woman thing.
Man, don't understand it. Still... That's your sibling.
Yeah, but that's okay, blood. But what I'm saying is, yeah, like there's not like certain things I would only tell my sister and then like maybe not tell my man then. Yeah, like I would tell them. It's just that sometimes it's like I don't even want to talk about that right now. But at the same time, yeah, I still think being able to like take the piss out of each other. That's t- to me, that's what real friendship is.
Yeah, bro.
I think you still can. Yeah. You can, no. But then still leave space to like...
Yeah. It's a balance.
What I'm saying is this.
What I'm saying is, yeah.
Just not like, make it feel stupid for expressing it.
Never that. Like, you know your friends. So if they're really trying to tell you something like deep, yeah, then you're going to hear them out. But then I'm still going to that's what we do.
That's fair. You know what I'm saying? I think, but I think women do that too. Like, especially when we're close. We can take digs, but we'll still like, at the end of the joke, we'll still be like, okay, but like, let's talk about it. You know, like, there's still space.
Can I ask you a question though? Yeah. Why do you women? Yeah.
You're, this guy.
When it comes to like a fallout, why do you lot always like to expose each other?
I think
in depths that is so mad that you're like, I've seen close friends do that.
I personally haven't. Maybe because I'm a woman that loves women, so I don't see the point. But I think, from my perspective, it's coming from internalized misogyny, because like we've all been raised in a misogynistic world. We have, believe it or not, including women. And when it comes to like falling out, they feel like by tearing the other woman down, they're the bigger, they look like the better and bigger woman. And yeah, it's just, and I think it's a way of being like, yeah, see, like I'm out of us two. I was the one you should have picked. I'm the one that's the more desirable one.
Mad.
You see this type of situation, yeah? Like, bro, see uni, yeah? I went Leicester as well. See uni, yeah? Bro, you would see this type of every other week, bro. You know what I'm saying? Private snaps. Yeah, she f my man. Here. Like, she f this man on the next day. She's burnt. They were in the party so doing
a month ago. That's my best friend.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's mad.
Well, it's fake. It's fake as first and foremost, I hate that. But I think it's probably less common or less maybe noticed. But men do that too as well. If they fall out, they'll go to their other friends and be like, he was like this anyway. He was like
You see with men, yeah. Men will do it, but they won't do it.
They won't do it publicly.
Men that do that, to me, are feminine youths. Bro, if me and you are falling out and I go start about it, like, oh, kids was a this and that, like, bro, we can fall out and leave it at that, and then we'll sort out the issues. But if you go start, that's to me, you're feminine, you, bro.
Yeah, facts.
Mad feminine, bro.
Now, some women are mad wicked with that, all that, man.
This is what I'm trying to say.
They're jealousy, like, man.
If you're talking about trait wise, like, men, like you said, like, guys will be like, oh, that guy's da 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 da. But on a woman one, like, it's like, yo, you guys go ham on each other. And it's like, ain't that your best friend, though? Like, you're like talking about sisters and all that stuff.
Well, those friendships, though, like, they were never, they may have looked like friends, but deep down, they hated each other from the beginning. Yeah, it's clear, because if you've had that hate, that animosity inside of you the whole time, and you've just unleashed it now, then you've had it the whole, you know? You've always felt like that. And unfortunately, a lot of women are in competition with each other.
Facts. Yeah. Look at that woman in Westfield. She threw acid at her face, bro.
Yeah, mad.
Remember?
Did you see that? Or did you hear about it?
It was in the news. It was everywhere.
Oh, I've seen that. It was her best friend, I think.
Yeah, bro. She wore the mascara and everything, and she just dashed acid at her.
This happened in Stratford,
isn't it? Yeah, Stratford, yeah.
Of course, Stratford.
It's never
Stratford's bush, bro. It's mad still. And it all stems down to jealousy as well.
Jealousy, yeah. I think.
And,
apparently she was pretty then.
They're seeing something in that woman that they're not seeing in themselves. Yeah. And they think that, like, they think the world thinks this woman is better than me. So obviously they're going to hate them for it.
That's what
right?
David Hay was
so
talking
bad.
About. David Hay was talking about.
Basically, David Hay's in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, the South African version. He was like basically saying, like, ugly girls, right? When they're ugly from young, their personality is more humble, they're more friendly than compared to someone that's being pinged from young and grew up pinged. They're more stush, they're more rude, they're more, you know what I'm trying
that's
to say?
That's true. Do you
believe in that?
I think to an extent, yeah. I think there's exceptions. I think there are exceptions, because I know some like gorgeous women who have been gorgeous their whole life, but still like are nice human beings, you know? There are. But I think it does happen a lot because, yeah, you've grown up being attractive, so you've grown up seeing the hierarchy. Like, you've been in the hierarchy the whole time. So, like, you think you belong there, but you don't realise that it's because of the looks, which can come and go, you know? And I grew up overweight. Respectful. I wasn't attractive. And I think that's what gave me my sense of humor as well.
It gave you a personality.
It gave me a good personality as well. And now that I've grown up and now I know that I'm like perceived more as attractive. I see the difference.
Listen, Paris,
he was overweight.
Yeah. Like, oh, extremely overweight.
You can pop your shit, but it's fine. All right,
I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable.
Well, pop what?
Yeah, well, you mean pop your
shit. I'm saying pop, like perceived as attractive. Just say, yeah, I'm Ling, bro. Say it,
oh, okay. Oh, believe in your source.
Ten
times.
I don't really say Leng. Well, that's probably why.
Yeah, she's whatever. A woman, yeah.
I'm gorgeous.
Say Leng before.
I'm Krispy Kreme.
Nah. I'm Krispy Kreme. No, I hear it. No, I know I'm gorgeous now.
Come on, believe in it. Period. You have to believe in yourself. Come on.
Period.
Not my age. Obviously, the man, the minute.
You don't say piffin' that, bro.
Yeah, obviously, the man, the minute.
I haven't heard that in a while.
Piffing. Chomping, yeah.
And she's buff.
That's before my time.
Chomping.
Yeah, that's way before my time.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 25.
Oh.
Yeah. But again, I didn't grow up in London. I grew up in Essex, so this is not the slang we had back there.
Oh, you're gorgeous, gay.
Beautiful.
But yeah, no, going back to it, David Hay was getting a lot of backlash for basically saying that you can't classify women as ugly and all that stuff. And people saying like that's misogynistic and all that other stuff. But from a woman's perspective, where you said that to a certain extent, what part does it then go into the realm of that's being rude?
Well, because beauty is subjective anyway. Like, I could find something attractive that you don't find attractive or you don't find, you know? Mm. So it's like whose opinion is the right one that says this is what pretty is and this is what ugly is.
So should he have gotten the backlash that he had for making that statement? Because all he said was...
How bad was the backlash?
Well, he's talking about basically West End. I don't know if you've been... Basically, Uptown, Central London, the club owners, they got a certain type. So like skinny girls, skinny pretty girls, innit? They'll invite them in, but they're letting
the big bum things into you, bro. What are you talking about? Yes, they are. If it's not strictly like white.
No, if their face is nice though.
If the face is nice and she got tic tac.
Yeah. They'll let them in, but I'm saying they got a type. So some of them are, majority of them are skinny girls, innit? It's not like us, man. We like the thickums and the schisms.
It's like, you know...
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. David Hay was talking about, basically.
Like, you know, like the ring girls that you see in boxing? You never seen an overweight ring girl, have you?
Nah.
Yeah.
Like that type of mentality.
Yeah, that's what he's saying, isn't it?
But I can't lie, though. Like, if we're being blunt, bro, like, everyone knows, like, that pretty privilege exists, bro.
Yeah, it exists. Yeah,
like, why are we going to cap, bro?
Yeah. Like, especially Dubai, cap? Though. Dubai is mad.
But the thing is, I can't lie, though.
Dubai is brazy with it. Like, they'll be like, yo, you are not, you are. You hear me? Like, I heard they're brazy with it. But that's been happening, though.
No, but that's all about, so man them going there. If man them are surrounded by sexy gal, they're more enticed to spend money.
That's the way it is.
But the thing is, what people like don't realize, yeah, you see that, like, I don't want to say pretty privilege, yeah, whatever this privilege is, you know, it applies to man them too, you know.
Yeah.
Like, unless you're just mad up, you got money, whatever, cool, yeah. But even then, if you got money, you look like a bum, then I don't know what you're doing. But like, if you see a man on, like, say you got man A, man B, yeah. Man A is overweight, his belly's hanging out his top, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's wearing bust down.
To put in the work.
He's wearing bust down trainers, yeah. Then you got man B, yeah, who looks clean cut, he's in a suit, shirt, you know, he's got his oods on. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He looks the part. Bro, you're gonna take man B more serious than you're gonna take man A.
Yeah.
If that's your man or woman, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's just life.
It goes both ways. You get it?
I think it's a standard. You got the privilege and then you got standard. If your standard is ain't gonna go for someone like you described, then that's that.
Mm.
And then if a lot of people have the same standards as you, then you're gonna call it as the alternative. You know what I'm trying to say? But my thing is, going back to it, I don't think he should have got backlash for saying something that we all know exists.
Yeah, that's always been happening.
But we know it is.
Ugly don't get attention.
You know,
beautiful does.
Yeah, man, you know what it is. Yeah,
it's just people sitting at home doing nothing with their lives, complaining about stuff, and they're not. You know, let me retry that.
They won't even talk about. people, yeah, he was going
mad.
There's
just the weirdo people sitting at their home trying to make up things to cancel people for this and that and all this other stuff. Like, at the end of the day, beauty is beauty, ugly is ugly. If you think I'm ugly, cool. Bro, someone might think I'm pink. Say, your opinion,
man, you know what this is, yeah? Again, I've said this before. People, when they see stuff on the internet, yeah, they see it, they've saw David Hayes say this and they've internalized it to themselves.
Yeah.
So all them girls, yeah, that have tried to be in them places, they've got to the front of the line and the bouncer said, yeah, go home. Yeah.
They do that. They actually do that.
It hits them.
They do that.
They've been in them situations.
They've been in situations. They did that. They actually did that. Now they go home,
they're looking at themselves thinking, yeah, I look good, but like, What is this? I'm trying, and I just don't look good enough. It's them, they're the ones that feel the most.
Majority of the girls feel insecure about that stuff. Yeah.
But the thing is, it's not even just that.
Even black girls get bullied, you know, on them clubs, you know, them proper West End clubs, they get bullied, you know.
Yeah, but black girls should be going to some white people clubs.
Yeah, I know.
Go to where you're valued.
Because they'll get bullied.
Go to where you're
shortage.
No, not shortage.
Not but sure, some,
but
go to like
to a place where they appreciate you.
Like, go anywhere, brother.
Nah, they don't.
Nah, brother. So you're saying, I can't go to this fancy place because I'm black.
No, you're a man, bro. I'm talking about a girl.
Yeah, I'm talking about, he's doing that thing, man.
Because you say
that's sad though. So there's places that will turn away a black girl, but not a black guy.
Nah, what we're saying is, yeah, like what. In terms of what David Hayes said, yeah, he's addressing those like you know what's like tape clubs like tape.
Yeah.
Literally, like the definition of like your kind of skinny white girl. That's their category.
Yeah. You have to be skinny or nice.
I'm not saying black girls can't get in there.
Yeah.
But they're more on that side of things.
Yeah.
That type of like. You know them girls that just always want to go for a footballer? They're the girls that like that.
Influencers and all that. Yeah, literally that.
What I'm saying...
They're hungry for the money.
What I'm saying...
Yeah, straight baddies.
What I'm saying, like... If...
What? Yeah.
Influencer, innit?
Sorry.
You're influencer.
So it can't... Huh?
You're influencer.
She said at the beginning.
Yeah, she definitely did still.
I'm having it on my phone still. It's the same thing with the unfollowing.
I'm saying the cheap influencers. You know, the basic ones.
That's what I'm talking about.
The cheap ones.
You know, they act like they're influencers, but they're not influencing nobody.
People have a thousand followers. You're not influencing nobody.
I get what you're saying, yeah?
What I'm saying is go to where you're valued, yeah? If you're a sexy black girl, big bum, you know what I'm saying?
So where are they meant to go?
Where they appreciate it.
What's the Akosa? What's that new tribal house club somewhere?
I don't know.
I forgot what it's called. Go there. Go Coco House. Go to piano events. Yeah, go to where you're valued, bro. Ozonto. Go to those establishments, fam.
What if they like white people music?
Well, then try your luck.
Give it a
go. Go with Uncle Tom. That's it. You're playing offside anyway, fam.
When we go into this realm of like, go here where you're culturally accepted and all that stuff, yeah, I like, man. This sounds like a Lane the Pain type of vibe going on. Like, oh, let it be black this and black owned and then go to black.
No one said that.
But you're saying go somewhere where you appreciate, bro. Go anywhere. That's my whole point. Who cares? You can't just go anywhere.
Don't be silly.
Where can't you go?
E-man.
I can go certain places.
Where can't you go?
Nah, bro, I beg.
What would you say?
Where can't you go?
Where somewhere is racist. I can't go there.
That way.
Yeah, but why would you want to go there?
Exactly. This bad.
Brother, you can go there.
Bare England flags. I can't go there. I'm not going there.
But brother, I'm not saying that you...
Hella England flags.
You won't go there. I'm saying you can go there if you want to.
He's just doing that thing, bro.
Well, when it's an England match and England loses and I get smacked up.
Brother, I'm not saying I'm saying you to go there. I'm saying but you can if you wanted to. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm not going there. No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you can if you wanted to. This is my whole point.
But that's not a point. Anyone can go anywhere.
What we're saying is,
if you're going to certain places, yeah, don't try.
I'm going to go somewhere they appreciate me. That's it, bro. I'm going to go somewhere that appreciate me, they love me.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
I ain't going to no England flag pubs and that, man. Mad.
Yeah, that's not my vibe.
All sorts of racism.
I heard that. But come I'm on, saying bro. You made that choice to go there.
I'm not going there. So, I will never go there. But
what I'm trying to say is if you go to these clubs knowing, oh, I might not be let in and you still go, brother, then that's your problem. You get it?
No, but some clubs. Their advertisers like a more general club, so like anyone should be able to go there, but they still have a stereotype. There's a code in it, this unspoken rule. That's wrong. That's just racism. That's just straight up racism. Because you're not saying, oh, we're only gonna put house music on, so those are the type of people we want. You're like advertising yourself, marketing yourself as like a general club for most people.
For everyone.
Yeah.
I can't lie.
Turn people away.
Would you not go to the Ascots?
What's that?
Now, black people.
Is that where the horses run around?
Yeah. Would you not go
there?
Ascots, the one in Cambridge.
For the plot, I would.
For the horses and all that. Yeah, I'll go there, yeah. They play Bashman, play House, they play all sorts of general music.
From genre outside music, it looks like a predominantly white.
If you know, black people go there.
It looks like a rich event to me.
But when have they started? Had they been going there from early
for a couple
or
years,
recent?
For a couple years.
But would that be somewhere you would have said like few years ago you wouldn't have gone there?
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, but I don't like horse racing.
I wouldn't have gone there.
And again, that's kind of different to what we're talking about. That's something you pay your ticket and you go, bro. Like a club, yeah. Like the nightlife scene. Like A1 said in the last episode, like literally the nightlife industry is dark. It's very, like, trivial, bro. You know what I'm saying? Sexy people want to be around sexy people. When you're looking to go to an event, you look like, you might see, oh, yeah, oh, she's bad. She's lame. All right, I'm good.
That's usually why they do that.
That's just the way it goes. Like, I'm sorry. That is just the way it goes, isn't it?
But I'm just going, I'm like,
do you think clubbing is just like usually for attractive people?
I'm not saying it's just for attractive people.
Yeah.
It's all them West End clubs.
Those certain type
of... They're selective.
Yeah.
Them certain very type of clubs selective.
That the type of clubs, yeah, where they're trying to draw certain type of people in there, they're putting out a certain type of image. It goes the same thing with like events. It's the exact same tactics.
In them kind of clubs, you can't go there with bare man. You gotta be with at least 2-3 gal. You gotta come with a gal. No gal.
You must have heard of Eden Lounge, yeah?
No.
Okay.
Really?
Everyone, you heard of Eden Lounge?
Is it a good spot? Edge.
It's like I'd probably say it's like the one of the most popping like urban black spots.
Yeah. Okay. Didn't know.
Anyways,
I check it out? Would I be letting?
Would you like a piano?
Oh, you definitely be letting in. Yeah, he's the bouncer, innit?
I obviously know why.
Yeah, Eman's in
the monkey
suit. Yeah, Eman's like, you definitely be in.
You just said you were dressed up like a fireman. What are you talking about, bro? With your clients.
Oh, my.
But like, what I'm saying, tell
him about masculine banter again.
Remember?
Yeah. Just as an army man. Here you go, baby.
A 10, huh?
Yeah.
But yeah, going back to what you were saying.
Yeah, anyway. Eden's the same thing, bro. Like even Mandem, like, if you turn up like a bag of man and you look like bums, you're not getting in.
Fair enough.
Eden's like that as well, yeah?
Huh?
Eden's like that as well.
Yes, bro.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, fair enough. There's a dress code, isn't there? There's a dress code. Yeah.
Like, you just need to look the part. That's it. Like, you need to look like someone that should be in there.
Fair enough.
That's just the way it goes.
Like, people follow dress codes nowadays, though, man. Because you see all this, oh, you have to wear this, wear that. And I've seen people
I'm
not saying it's that strict. I'm just saying you need to look like just clean, cut, nice.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
Remember when we went black, what was it? Was it Black London? Well, Bang London. Sorry, we went Bang London, yeah? And they had a dress code. Brother, I saw a guy walking in a tracksuit. I'm thinking, huh?
But did he look like a bum?
No, but
that's what I'm saying. It's fine. Dress codes are basically there just so people that don't look like tramps are in this place. That's it. I'm being honest. That's literally it, bro.
Was it like a new tracksuit?
When they say no tracksuit on the flyer, they're talking about a night tech, bro. You know what I'm saying? They're talking about night techs and all these random tracksuits, bro. If you have like some whatever like designer tracky, they're letting you in, bro. It's fine. You look like someone's gonna spend money. That's just what it is. You know what I mean?
I hear it.
True, okay. Yeah, I think a dress code makes sense, but not a skin code, right?
Nah, but they're always like unofficial. And that's like Central London tape and the man.
A skin code, if you're black,
you know what I mean?
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I've never been taped though. Can't lie. If you're black, you shouldn't be going taped.
Why not?
Why not?
I think I went there once. I know I definitely went once, but I just don't remember it.
No, a couple
that much. It
a
was not.
Of my guys went taped still.
Yeah. It just depends on what you like.
I ain't gonna lie, man. You need bread.
I prefer more nights out where like you can't just go there. People are actually dancing. Yeah, like there's different. a circle and people are dancing.
You need to go to a rave.
I've never been.
Go to a trap house.
There's some serious flavors over there though.
See me though, yeah. I can't lie. I can't do the. You know the club you're talking about? I can't do it. Being there, done that, wasting my time, wasting my money. And I don't ever feel like I've gone out that place satisfied if I've had a good night out. It just looks like an image thing.
Is
that like,
yeah, it is, yeah.
Guys just standing there like mannequins. Yeah. Girls there standing there like mannequins, but no one's having a good time.
You don't need to go to tribal events. Because I went to one the other day, and I swear to God, I felt like I'd been to war. Yeah, by the time I left that event, bro, like it's non-stop dancing, bro.
Oh,
it's
non-stop. That's what clubbing is supposed to be. It's like, you dance.
The best way to describe tribal music here, it's like funky house rebranded, isn't it?
Okay.
Like, I can't lie, it's fun, it's nice. Like, you like to dance, like, it's a good time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't lie, the event I went to, I seen that. Like, I was in one section, yeah. I just turned around, I see Specs Gonzalez there, man.
Because you know what it is, yeah? People want to step out their house to enjoy themselves, right?
Yeah,
you want to dance. Like, when we went Rebel, madness.
Yeah, but that's... Those type of events are different, yeah, because to me, that's like a celebration of culture. Like, everyone that goes there knows what they're there for. Like, you're not going to go Rebel, you don't like soca. Like,
some people go places.
No, but like...
I still stand still.
No, but that type of event where it's literally genre-specific. Mm. Yeah, you're not going there to go, oh, I don't like soca. Nah, you're going to go there and enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? Like, a Bang London, for example, where they play everything. Yeah, that's where you're going to get them type of parties where people are doing up. It's a bit different, isn't it? You know what I'm saying? But that's
boring as
I dance.
I find I don't see the appeal in that.
Just standing there like a mannequin, just looking.
And you just know everyone there is just there looking for another, you know?
Yeah. Man just looking at next man.
Yeah.
Well, what's going on?
Why for that?
You know, for real.
Why?
It's just negative.
You're actually stepping out your house.
They're not looking at no.
You got girls on
they need to wear that flag.
You got guys on the other area, and you're just staring at the next man. You're like, bro.
What type of
fights
you look into, bro?
Bro, it happens everywhere, bro. It happens everywhere, bro. Even happened at your event, bro.
He's watching your face, bro.
Even happened at your event. No, but it happens like that. You go to an event, you see next man there. Majority of the time, you're going to
I slightly think, if I'm being honest, yeah, because, bro, I don't experience these things. If you're saying man are just watching man, then you're watching man too. I ain't watching niggas. I'm an observant guy. I ain't never come out of party and be like, yeah, man was bare watching my face. I'm not watching them. You get it? So even if they are watching me, I don't care. I'm doing my thing.
Bro,
you can be
observant of your... I'm observant of my surroundings, bro.
I'm observant too, but even if a guy's looking at me, I don't care.
You still would have noticed.
I would have noticed, but it's not like I'm there just like...
I think, you know, when you walk into a club,
and you're coming downstairs, you see your next man there. I lied. For the first 5 minutes, man, I'm just staring at man. Thinking,
No, you're not. I can't lie.
I've experienced it where I've gone to a party. I've gone down. Boom. I'm looking around. I'm seeing bare man. Right.
I don't
need
that.
Boom. Clocking faces. All right, cool. Next minute, I'm just there with my drink. And I'm still just clocking faces. And I see girls there. I'm clocking their faces. Just standing there, everyone just standing there until the DJ plays the right songs and then get people dancing.
Everyone can see, but
sometimes or majority of the time, people still stay in their own section. Most people don't like to venture out of their group.
You said man are watching Matt,
but that happens.
Nah, that don't happen. Not for me anyway.
But you see, man, when I'm in a club, like if I'm with a man, I just venture out. I'm all over. I do laps still.
I can't do that whole standing with a man all night long. Like, no, bro, I need to find the lit spot and I'm going to be there or I'll be creating a little mosh.
Yeah, do girls do laps in parties as well?
Do what?
Laps.
Nah.
What, women?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Oh, you lot do laps?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because like it.
Nah, actually, they do.
You're going around seeing where the vibes are.
Shout out to my guy, yeah. I went to one club, like this was like a couple weeks ago, innit? They do laps, yeah. There was one snow, innit? She come up to me, she's like, you're fit as fuck. Like, you're so fit. Like, I'm thinking, And I was like, all right. Well, you get me?
Nah. You know, you had to just drop that in.
Man's a chunting, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, man.
What, fam, man, kizzle, yes?
It was just out of the blue, like, you get me? You know what I mean? She was like, yeah, you're fit as f***, like, you know them Essex girl, that's how they talk.
Yeah, bro.
So what happened?
You're a sort, mate.
See, I just said thank you. I appreciate it, innit? Like, it's normal, innit?
We didn't give her one dance.
Nah. I'm just like, yeah, man.
Are you sure it's on appreciation, man? Give her one dance.
No dance, man. I just appreciate it.
Just take the compliment.
Yeah, keep it moving. Yeah.
So she wasn't up to your standards, basically.
No comment, but yeah.
In case of what, she's watching.
Yeah, man.
That's nice, though. That's nice.
Yeah,
more of that actually should happen.
Yeah,
more compliments. To men.
I get a lot, innit? But you know what I'm saying, I get a lot lately.
Do you like the people that paid you in clubs?
Who paid
me?
Yeah, like in a way in which is like.
But what'd you say? No,
because like I'm not stupid. Like I know what your end goal is. I know what the goal. Why else would you be talking to me? Like you obviously think I'm attractive, and you're trying to.
You assume everyone that. In a club setting, everyone that kind of
I think it depends on the context.
What do you think?
Like, if I don't know, if someone's trying to get past and they say, excuse me, I'm not going to be like, oh, he's obviously trying to move to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's trying to get past. Yeah. But if a guy has approached me and is like, hey, like,
is that the
approach? Do you come here often? Like, I'm obviously. Like,
hey.
Bruh.
You alright? Yeah, charge it.
That's some.
Oh, what kind of type of man you been dealing with? That guy. Like, why?
Hey.
Big why?
Nah, but I can't lie. When I'm out, I've done this a lot, and I don't even know why I do it. Like, I'll compliment a girl, engage a bit of conversation, and then just walk off.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes
I actually do that quite a bit.
When I'm in club, I don't see you, man. I don't move to every guy. Sometimes I just vibes with them. Like we just cool, right. Chill out. We just talk, have a bit of a laugh.
That's fair. I think if I can see that that's what it is, then I'm not really going to mind. Don't get me wrong.
But I'm still flirting with them. Like, yeah. I'm moving to them.
But it's the context, isn't it?
I just don't ask for nothing. I just walk off.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair. Yeah. See, because it's flirting. There's no desire in it for me. So I'm like, obviously, I'm going to assume that you're flirting with intention. But if you're not, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine with me. As long as like you're not creepy or anything like that. But in the context of like being in the club, you're like it's not crazy for me to think that the flirting is like they're trying to take it somewhere further, you know? But say if it's like now, like I'm not taking it out. I'm just seeing it's four people talking.
Yeah,
you know?
It's just vibes, isn't it?
Yeah, no, yeah. So I think it's about, just personal awareness.
That's how I am, in the clubs. Like, I'm just a vibes, man, innit? I don't care about moving to a gal. If it happens, it happens.
But most of the time, it's just, I'm trying to have a good time.
What's your name? Yeah, where you from? And then you're just there trying to drink, trying to have fun. Like, they don't want to hear, some girls don't want to hear all of that.
Like, doing an interview,
yeah, what's your name?
Are they your boss?
Where you from? What's your surname?
What's your blood type?
What's your blood type? Ooh, that's long, bro.
Are they your boss, bro?
What?
Are they your boss?
No, I said I'm a vibes, man. I don't do that. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but if you was to meet her son.
Nah, we were vibes. We were naturally flowing, innit? She ends up in my lap, you get me? Then we exchange numbers, innit? I'm a vibes man. I don't do all of that. It's long.
Ah, man,
that's good.
I'm giving you a gem right there, but go on.
I think that's, yeah.
I'm a vibes man. I don't do all of that.
My thing's
different still.
I think
if you can see women as, like, yeah, like you do, like as human beings, not just things moved to.
For me, I see women as like...
Yeah. You could have a good night with a woman 100%. And not have anything happen.
I see women as like that gold, innit? You get it? So when I see someone that's, you know what I'm saying? Like shining. You know what I mean? You just vibes with them. You get it? You don't want to go too mad. You get me? Especially when you're in a dance. You don't want to go too mad on a gal. You get me? Yeah, bro. That's what I see. You get me? Trying to get my status up out here, B. You get me? You remember when I go out here, man? Trust me.
Nah, I hear it.
You don't rule the world as well, man. You don't keep forgetting about it.
Don't be creepy, man.
No, I said, you women rule the world. Sorry. What's wrong with that?
What was
no,
say that again?
I mean, no, sorry, I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, wait, yeah. Wait,
I'm talking,
like,
to the camera. This is just like,
my
wait,
moment.
You
say
women rule the world.
Wait,
say
that
again.
Say that again.
I said, women rule the world, bro.
You're a gem.
But haven't we, hasn't everyone in the world come from a woman? Isn't that beautiful? Then there must be
Adam
some.
Adam and Eve.
Oh, this guy.
Eve came
you
from
had
the
to pull out the book. You Eve had to pull out the book.
Eve came from the rib, so. Clacky!
I'm not in that.
Eve was on some madness, though. I can't lie.
No.
She don't listen,
like,
bro.
There can be some mad arguments
book,
made.
Huh? Was that not a fictional book?
What?
Well, no. I don't know.
Do you not disrespect the holy book like that?
No, my thing is that...
Are you atheist?
No, I believe in God.
Okay.
I believe in...
Do you believe in religion?
Yeah, I'm just not.
I can't understand that.
I don't believe in some of the stories that's in that book still. I don't even believe in the book.
So you don't believe in religion?
To me, I'm like, how is it only in that period of time, right, were they lucky enough to have had the word of God, but no one else before and after that had it, right? And why is only those people who happen to be men were able to write this book that was from the word of God? But then God wasn't nice enough to give our generation the word of God, or before them to give that, like only those people.
I can't lie.
I don't know. It feels selective.
I'm not the most like religious. I didn't grow up like in a deeply religious household. Obviously, my parents are Christian. I'm Christian. I believe in God. And then my aunt made me go to church a bit, but not too much. Yeah, like, but I believe like see the book. Yeah, I believe it's something that you shouldn't take so literal, like exactly happened. It's more like stories and like lessons you can learn from those stories.
Yeah, it's like metaphorical stories.
That's how I think you should take the book. Like, again, I'm not the most educated.
Neither am I. I don't claim to be either. I hear it. Yeah, actually, that does make sense.
Religion, it's like everyone says the same thing, man. Do right by others. Forgiveness, love one another.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just a whole
just
bunch
be a good
of, and that's
human.
It, man. That's it.
Yeah,
man. It's only when people start getting into the nitty gritty of it, oh, you weren't there that day. No, I was there, but I was behind my man. Oh, no, but I was there in front of my man. And then everyone got their own interpretation of something that's happened. That's why you got so many different other religions and everyone not going along with each other because. I'm right, you're wrong,
Like, our side is the only
like,
right
bro,
side.
Who cares, man? At the end of the day, fundamental, man. Live a good life, man.
Tell you lot, if you want to keep it strictly straight on religion, then cool. But, like, if you want to, like, expand it, this can be a whole other episode in itself. Like, religion ties into, like, politics and, like, controlling people. I'm telling you, it does, isn't it? You know what I'm saying? So, it's bare little... Yeah.
That's true. No, that's true. A lot of religion is political, and a lot of it is inherently misogynistic as well. Mm. Even the whole like rib thing.
Are you a feminist?
100% feminist. But I don't think women are better. I think men and women. No, we're equal. Yeah, maybe there's a few differences, but at the end of the day, we're all human.
But do you think men and women are the same?
In terms of what, though?
No. Just,
there's so many parts of us.
No, do you think women and women are the same? Do you think we think the same? Do you think we have the same emotions?
No.
Do you think we process things the same?
No, but that's because I think of societal conditioning. I don't think inherently...
You don't think it's innate?
No, I think inherently we are the same. Like, we're human. We're just the male sex and the female sex. And also, we're not even considering intersex people who have a little bit of both.
What?
The non-binaries as well.
Non-binary is more of an identification.
What, the Transformers?
Yeah. End the show right now.
Don't say that.
I mean, sorry.
No, that's an identification, right? But like intersex is when there's people who have like parts of both genitals.
Yeah, Sierra.
Oh,
right. Sierra, isn't it? Sierra had that.
Who?
Sierra.
Who's Sierra?
The singer. She was born with two...
What?
When she was young.
She born
really?
With two what? Yeah, two male and female type of... Wait, this is when she was young and then...
Yeah, I hear that, but
wait, no, subject. No, no, hold on.
That can happen.
She was born what?
She was born
intersex.
Like, yeah, intersex, like she said.
She was born with,
so yeah, maybe like, parts of both yeah. genitalia. Yeah,
and they were surgically removed.
Well, it's all. I think like it's all. Are you sure, different.
Her, are you sure her flicker wasn't big?
I think she would know.
Yeah, no, this is like young. I'm talking about like.
So she come out and said
before
this.
Before baby stages and all that stuff.
No, days. How do you know? Where did you see this?
I swear down that was what I heard before.
Still. That's what you heard. No, come on, man. Get out of here, man.
What are you talking about?
There
mad.
Are.
No, but
there's very few. It's like, rare. I think it's like 1 or 2% of the population.
That girl from
but
another hip hop in it, Sydney, innit? The one that done Chingy and Dirty. Remember the rapper Chingy? Oh, you wouldn't know, man. You would've, yeah, nah, you're not too young.
But what
man.
Are you not talking about?
Oh, shoot. There, look,
nah, you wouldn't know.
It's madness still. It was false still.
Yeah.
But there were rumors,
It was rumors, though.
If you go on it, there's videos on it. Like,
you remember, he likes Transformers anyway. But go on.
You waste, man.
You waste, like, making sense now.
Yeah, it all makes sense. Just bring it out the air, bro.
It makes sense, yeah, bro.
Going mad.
So, backstory, yeah. There was some lady, whatever you want to call them, yeah, that DM'd us on the Insta page for the show. I sent them a screenshot saying, who is this, guys? These lot were like, we don't know this person. He then done his investigation, said, you know, that's a man. I said, I did not know that. Oh, I saw with the profile picture, and I asked these lot, who is this person?
She's trans.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, these are just going to do this running joke to say that I like the Transformers. That's it.
I think if you do, that's fine. But I'm not saying you do, but to anyone watching, I think if you do, that's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah, yeah.
I think actually the people who...
Yeah, you even sound... So, look at your face. No. The way your face is like, yeah.
No, here's my thing. I think those who like... are so extremist against it or like really hate it or are actually
they're
hiding
really
a little part
it.
Of them that,
yeah.
that would like it.
Nah, I don't...
That probably would... Yeah, it's like this. It's like the self-hatred coming...
You see my thing is, yeah? What you say? No, you see my thing is, yeah? We're in a society, there's the trans, there's people that's gay, there's lesbian. Like, I don't care, innit? You know what I mean? It don't affect my life.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're gay, you're gay. If you're lesbian, you're lesbian. If you're a trans, you're a trans, innit?
Period.
It ain't got to do with me, innit? You know what I'm saying? I'm saying that's all I'm saying.
Okay, good,
innit?
Good, yeah. As
so
long
if you
as
like
that's
a trans, that's if you like
right,
a trans, that's
boy,
that's
you
calm.
Keep, you keep bringing
but
it up.
But you will never hear the end of it though.
You keep bringing it
no,
up.
No, I'm not bringing
not
it up.
Me. You keep bringing it up.
I'm
you know?
Not bringing
not
it up.
Me,
you said about Sierra, all this, and
yeah,
this.
Yeah, because it was
exposed.
A rumor, bro.
No, but you're lying.
You're lying.
I wasn't lying. It was a rumor.
You want?
He was misunderstood.
You want Sierra to. Sued a man in Link Up Show.
Yeah, I like that.
Please
mad.
Don't.
Too mad.
Please don't do that.
Misinformation.
I
love it. Misinformation.
No, but we admitted it.
I debunked
it was misinformation.
The myth,
yeah, it was
I
a rumor.
It.
Misinformation.
Listen, people can do whatever they want, yeah? It don't affect my life, innit, yeah? But when they start saying there's more than two genders, that's when I have to push back because it's a man and female, and that's it. That's it.
But there's intersex
do.
As well.
Huh? But yeah,
there's
but
intersex
they have
people.
To choose.
But that's only because
they can't live.
But I feel like
me
out,
I'll go
out.
To the left, not
isn't
to the right.
Isn't that
rat,
because
so.
Of again societal conditioning where we've that's been told like man and woman,
simple
but there literally is a third sort of gender of like both.
I know, like octopus.
There literally is.
I know octopus
but that,
can change
that threw
their
me
gender
through
though.
A loop too. That threw me through a loop.
Like animals can change their gender, so
yeah,
I'm
but
kinda,
we're not animals, bro.
Well, technically,
see, right now you're confusing me now.
We're
all
mammals.
Gen men, shemales, females.
Listen, how are kids made?
Well, some fish.
Sperm
no,
and an egg.
No, stop. We're talking about fish.
Sperm
how
and an egg. Sperm and an egg.
Exactly.
You're being so...
But that is the term.
No, you're being so...
It is
sperm and an
egg.
I beg, stop. Stop doing
sperm and egg.
He's acting up.
Yeah, but
he's acting up, bro.
Scientifically, it's sperm and an egg, though.
No, look, stop. Stop.
Women can go to the hospital and get themselves injected with sperm.
This
goes
guy,
into the egg,
and
baby is born
guy,
without.
This
yeah,
guy.
So
listen,
and it happens.
Listen, I'm not one to that just chat like nonsense, yeah. Before the science, yeah, how are we making babies?
The sperm.
Well, Jesus
no,
implants
about,
the egg.
No, Jesus, no,
Jesus
no. Male female.
Did you do
man,
biology?
Doing
yeah,
the bang
yeah,
and bang
oh, yeah,
baby,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, the sperm
emphasis.
Penetrates the egg.
And how does the sperm meet that egg? What's
well,
the
there's actually
through penetration.
From what?
It could be from anything, actually.
It could be a syringe.
It could be, yeah, also, a syringe.
Hey, cut the show, man. Outro, but big, please, loud, man.
Hey, DK's getting upset.
No, here's my thing. This, like we were talking about being masculine presenting, feminine presenting, right?
Yeah.
At the end, it's just the outside. It's just how you want to look. It's what you're looking in the mirror. That's essentially the only thing.
There's biology to it.
Yeah, of course. Like, genitals are different. There are genitals that are different. But there's, like I said, there's also...
You can produce milk from your breast, bro. But
yeah, absolutely. And also, there's a condition where men can have that and makes them produce milk as well. It's rare, but just like intersex, it is a variety. It is a variation of human being. It may not be as common, but it is one of the variations. And yes, we just don't consider it because it's one of the minority.
Although it's not considered normal and usually indicates an underlying medical issue such as hormonal imbalance.
Men can lactate too.
What, wow. So they're going through a transition?
No, lactation.
It's a medical thing.
It can happen through intense nipple stimulation.
I'm just, to me, I feel like humans are not just black and white. Like, there's so much complex. There's many variations of us and how we can be.
Not
I'm
not today.
And like at the end of the day, just whatever you want to be in.
You're a free spirit. I love the way you think.
Like that Michael Jackson film.
You can absolutely think. Yeah. Fair enough. Agree to disagree.
110%.
And actually saying that.
So, and that's the Mandem Link Up Show. I want to say a big thank you for Paris for joining us.
Thank you
for having me.
Listen, shout out all the women out there, yeah? You know what I'm saying?
Why are you trying to jump the food screen?
Ladies.
Oh, so you're now you're cocking the painting.
What?
He's giving it all.
Going,
women
man.
Are gold.
You're learning. Go on, I'm not
doing too much.
No one said you're doing your...
I was rating your team then, man. Do your team.
Do your team.
Yeah, he actually was rating you. So.
This guy, what's wrong with you?
He got better defensive than that, so.
What do you mean?
He was rating your
team. I said I'm rating your team.
Take responsibility. Yeah. I started that. Yeah, I did start that. That's my bad. I take it back.
You blamed him.
My bad.
Yeah, I know.
It's true. It's true.
You did it.
Let's be honest, bro. The last person that said something is the one that's getting corned. That's what? I didn't even call him.
But he didn't call you.
I didn't call you.
Yeah,
bro.
But yeah. I heard some.
That was
yeah,
me.
Some chitter. Sorry. And then I heard him talk, and I'm like, what's going on here, bro? Anyways, yeah, listen. Shout out the sexy guy out there. Stay sexy, stay happy, you know. Man, them link up with ADK. Yeah, Kizzle,
come on.
Yeah, E-Man, Paris.
NGU.
Yeah, come on.
Let me get them your socials.
I've never done that in my life. I promise.
Don't give him the socials.
Yeah, babe.
Don't pull him back as well.
Mandem Link Up Show. Wow.